Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Keeper.
Yeah, this one can work.
This sounds like modern-day Eagles. This would be like if you told AI to make an Eagles song, this would be it. This is like from Take It Easy to like Going Breezy.
This is the thing about these, and it's done. That's all I get.
That's it. That's all you need, man, because then you get the beautiful words of yourself, myself, and Bob Fesco.
That's true.
So.
That's true.
That was it with the song? That was the whole song?
29 seconds. Yep. Coming quick.
Wow. If I had a Tuesday, you could play that song in its entirety for me.
Wow.
Wow, that was great. Thanks, Dusty. Yep.
Sweet. Anytime.
Yep, we can do it again.
Right here for you.
Wow.
5 minutes.
That was the whole song?
Oh, nice.
And gone. So, Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965 is we get into Yeah. So start bench cut. We can get into that here on 96.5 The Fan.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start Bench Cut.
All right. Since we talked about earlier today Cole Reagan's trade, yesterday talked about Cole Reagan's and Zach Greinke. 09 to maybe this year. Somebody else had a similar take on Instagram if you didn't see it. That's right. Almost the exact wording. It's hilarious. I almost died yesterday.
As
you.
Which take, though? You'll have to
about how
me
Reagan's
of
can be like what you said on the air. Like, this could be like the 09 Zach Greinke year.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Somebody stole that?
I don't know if they stole it, but they had a similar, almost identical word for word response on our Instagram page. You can find the Fan 965's Instagram page. Did you watch it?
I did.
Did you remember Bob's take on Reagan's
and
09 Zach Greinke?
Did you hear his? In.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Gotcha. So I go Royals aces of now and in the past, Cole Reagan's, Zach Greinke, and the gone but never forgotten Ace Ventura.
Okay, I'm going to start Zach Greinke. Complete career. We know what he's done, right? He's a Hall of Famer. So I'll start Zach Greinke. I'll bench Cole Reagan's because he's headed that direction. And your Donald Ventura, I'm going to cut. Career was obviously cut short. We don't know what the full script would have been with your Donald Ventura.
It was coming, though. Like, it was right there.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yep. I'm going to start Greinke. I'm going to go the same. Start Greinke, bench Reagan's, and then cut your Donovan Ventura.
Same. Didn't grow up in like a baseball house. I was one of the first players I remember actually watching and caring about. Be like, well, this guy's awesome.
But that's
who,
also
Greinke?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Ventura. I was like, oh my God, that was 5 years ago.
No.
But
what's also interesting about your Donovan Ventura And I know the Royals were super relevant when he was there and he was a superstar in the making. Like, he didn't have his full career,
yeah.
But we still remember, like, what it was and what it could have been. Whereas, like, you know, I think more people remember Yordano Ventura being a Royal than James Shields.
No doubt.
Right?
Yeah.
And
do you know that the White Sox traded Tatis for James Shields?
That's
by
right.
I was looking at that the other day.
Oh, yeah.
I texted our friend Gene Watson. I said, how did they allow this to happen back in
Watson,
the day?
Watson!
Now, he
yes!
wasn't part of that, obviously. No. But, I mean, could you imagine that? The White Sox traded Tatis for James Shields.
That's
man.
Right. And Chris Sale for, what's that cat's name? You're on Mankata.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he panned out pretty well. Start, bench, cut continues. Powder blue jerseys, Kelly Green, Chargers throwbacks, because one former Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver yesterday on Twitter, Garrett Dieter, said the powder blues are low key overrated.
I had a friend of mine say that yesterday, and
read
I'm
the
like,
room.
Coattails. We kind of have seen these a bit too much. I'm going to be honest with you.
So, and that's why we had that poll question. Yeah. Like, will you get tired of seeing? They're not. That doesn't mean they're overrated.
Right. No. But it's just like it's too much. Good. So I'm going to go with the Chargers throwbacks. Whatever the Chargers wear are great. The Kelly Greens are unbelievable. And I'll put the powder blue thirds. Had they just been on a Saturday, I'm good with that. I don't need to see them every night now.
Do we remember the results of that poll? Wasn't like 80-20? Like, no, I'm not going to get tired.
Yeah.
I would like to do that again
this
in the next
week.
Couple weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Especially, you know, they're not winning as much as maybe they were 2 weeks ago
you
or
still
a week
love
ago.
It or?
I like it when it's in small doses. Like, if you're going to do it just on Saturday home games, great. But I was kind of craving the grays last night, not going to lie.
Okay.
I start the powder blues. I bench the Chargers throwbacks. And F the Philadelphia Eagles,
get
man.
Here.
Get those Kelly Greens out of here.
Pat Mahomes.
They look like snot when you're getting over a sickness. Screw the Kelly Greens.
They're beautiful.
Screw great. Fly, Eagles, fly. You've ruined it for me. Anything you do, it's ruined.
Never
I've been told one
again.
Of your super fans. It gets clowned a lot on Instagram. I love your content. Keep it up. Go Birds. Kiss my ass. I'm kidding.
I'll go Chargers, powder blue, and then I'll cut Kelly Green.
There you go. We go to, I don't know. I just thought of these like three wide receivers outside of like the norm that you hear, like the Tyreeks and all this. Sammy Watkins, Mecole Hardman, Juju Smith-Schuster.
I'm starting Mecole. I'm benching Sammy and I'm cutting Juju. But I could have started Sammy and benched Hardman and cut Juju.
I thought the Lizard King was your guy.
He is my guy, but Hardman caught the game-winning touchdown in a Super Bowl. So you get the nod.
That's fair.
You can go, Dusty. Sorry.
Yeah, okay. No, you're good. I'm going to start Watkins. I'm going to bench Juju and cut Hardman.
Yeah, I like that. I'll start Juju. I'll bench Watkins and I'll cut Hardman. Juju was the number one wide receiver on a team that desperately needed something at wide receiver. He stepped up.
I'm glad we all three had different answers there.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We were doing the cotton candy fries, right? We were doing the ballpark food giveaways. So I was thinking of food of giveaways at a stadium more often than not, because you're starting to get closer to May the 4th, so everybody's advertising their Star Wars bobblehead
right,
or whatever
yeah.
it may be. So bobblehead, a clothing item, or the dollar dog?
I've changed over the years, because back in the day when bobbleheads first came out, they were just that little guy bobblehead. I used to get one at every stadium. Then they stopped making those, and you know now we've got 17 different bobbleheads, and I look at it from a different perspective. I'm going to have to get rid of this stuff eventually.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want more crap. So I'm going to go with the T-shirt, the clothes item, because you can wear that and get use out of that. Bobblehead second, because you could probably sell that and forget the dollar dog. Those things were made last Tuesday.
No, it's just more flavor, man. Ugh. More time to render.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Oh, it renders all right.
Oh. Go ahead, Mac. Where are you going?
I'll start clothes as well. I'll bench the dollar dog. And I'll cut the bobblehead for similar reasons, Bob said.
Yeah. Sorry, my headphones are messed up. What you said?
You're good. You're good. I started clothes. I benched dogs. Cut bobblehead.
So I'm going to start the dollar dog because I'm just poverty stricken. I'll take a dollar hot dog. I know what I'm getting into.
It.
Like, maybe I should just eat at home before I go.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You don't have to eat at the ballpark.
Yeah,
you make a dollar dog at home.
Yeah, no one's like, you got to get a hot dog. We got to figure out who's responsible for this. but no, I don't know, man. There's something nostalgic about it. I know it's probably not the best thing for me, but going up to the lady and how many you want? How many will you sell me? Aren't
four.
You a joker? Max is four. Okay, I'll take three. What? So I'll do the hot dog, love me a giveaway with a clothing item, whether it's like a windbreaker, a hat, or like, what are they giving away? Like the Foghorn Leghorn hat at the Royals?
Yeah, that looks great.
That'd give me that over the bobblehead.
My favorite are the giveaways, and then you see them years later at the J or at any gym that you go to, right? Like everybody, every day, no matter what gym you go to, is rocking the Jeremy Offelt giveaway.
Love that.
Or the ketchup mustard relish shirt giveaway. Nice. Or the Jeremy Guthrie giveaway. Just go to your local gym today. When you walk in for your workout, look around, and I guarantee you there will be somebody that's wearing a t-shirt. You go, oh my God, that's like a decade old. I've seen them as old as 20 years before.
Love that. I wish I still had my Mark Grzelonic jersey.
Well, there's another one you see a lot. I'm not kidding. You see that one a lot, man.
I wore that a ton. I will say this, Jeremy
Offelt. My neighbor has an Infante jersey he wears out to do the yard work.
Boat Omar. Yeah, it's funny you say Jeremy Offelt. I watch a lot of Guy's Grocery Games. During opening day week, they had an episode, and Jeremy Offelt's like a cook, he's a chef. Like, he wants to be a good chef.
I love Jeremy. He was one of my favorites.
We continue the sports-related Fridays. So Masters Friday, Draft Friday, Day 2 Friday of March Madness. Start bench cut.
Start the Friday of March Madness, Day 2. Masters Friday, bench, and I'll cut the draft on Friday. Like, I mean, I'm not going to sit there and watch it on Friday. I'm just being honest with you. I'm not going to watch it on Saturday. We'll get the information afterwards. Yeah,
Friday night's tough because it's, what, like 6 to 9?
It's Friday night.
It's the second and third round. You're like, yeah, I'm good.
I'm out. I'll catch it on Twitter. Yeah, same, Bob. Yep.
I'm with you. And then last but not least, the baseball start bench cut. Would you rather hit for the cycle, throw a no-hitter, or hit a walk-off bomb?
I think walk-off bomb. I think that's number one for me.
You're pimping that, aren't you? You're pimping, man.
I'm throwing the bat. I'm dancing. I'm Tatis. I'm Jazz Chisholm out there. I'm doing it all,
just the other
baby.
Day, the minor league player flipped the bat towards the mound after he hit a walk-off homer.
God. Ooh. You could hit the pitcher.
Yeah, be careful on that.
So, no, I'll start the walk-off home run. I'll probably bench the no-hitter and then cycle. I'll cut. But, I mean, like, I'd like to see. I've seen a walk-off home run, but I've never seen a no-hitter or a cycle in person, I don't think.
Be sick.
I know a no-hitter I've never seen, but I'm trying to think if I've ever seen a cycle in person. I don't think so.
Yeah.
You'd remember that, right?
You're going walk-off, no-hitter, cycle?
I think that's the same order for me, yep.
See, I think I'm going, gosh. They're all individual accolades, too. Like, a no-hitter. I guess a no-hitter is part of your defense. You got to give a lot of credit to that.
That's true.
Cycle. Let's be honest. You're doing it all yourself, and then walk. There's got to be no better feeling in the world than a walk-off
home run, man.
I mean, dude.
A walk-off anything, right?
Yeah.
Like, seeing how my grown-ass dad reacted to Bobby Witt Jr. hitting a walk-off grand slam in the regular season game, like 109, whatever it was. Like, just to see that, like, just
it's
to have
cool.
that feeling, and to have that feeling where, like, I just did that.
Yeah, like, yeah, everybody's going nuts. The whole crowd's cheering. It's a moment, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I think for the cycle, there is some luck to that, obviously. You have to hope, like, somebody dives for a ball and it gets by him and you're able
to. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
To get the third or, you know, that kind of stuff.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.